Welcome back to Podcast Radio. I'm Andy.
I'm Joe.
And this week, another listener request from, this time it's from Paul, and it was on music. He heard you do, I guess we did a music one. Oh, yeah, probably church music and some other. We did like two, right, so far?
Yeah, there's been a couple of things we did.
Yeah.
Music, yeah.
And so he chimed in on talking about Steelheart, the lead singer, is that right? That's like, he's like the super awesome range and stuff, and then Dream Theater, like the greatest collection of musicians in one group.
Yeah,
maybe something.
I like how
along
you
those
that.
Lines.
Man, that's pretty good.
And I don't know nothing about music and stuff. So,
well, you could have fooled me.
I'm like range and stuff like that. I'm just like, yeah, that's a good song. I like that. You know, I like the way that sounds.
Yeah, I like that sound.
So I don't get into the like real details, like someone's range or getting these guys together. And man, don't they? Isn't that awesome sounding?
Yeah,
I guess, you know.
Well,
so there are some people that have a better ear for it, like yourself. Like you understand. Like when I share that with you, you're like, oh yeah, that's. You know, that those guys are up there.
Oh yeah, for sure. And it's the email that came in from Paul is very cool, because here's the thing. Point made about the whole thing with Dream Theater, because I'm already working on an episode that I think are some of the better powerhouses. Mm-hmm. And for sure Dream Theater was on there.
So that's like a super popular group.
Yeah.
Because he told me about it. He's mentioned it a lot of times, and I'm like, I don't even hear these people. I'm like, that's how out of music I am. But, you know, like Taylor Swift, oh, yeah, I know who she's at, you know. But I don't know how Dream Theater is. I don't even know if I've heard a song.
I was about to mute you and I couldn't get to it.
I'm sure Paul is, too.
The listeners are probably, oh, he must have cussed. Yeah, you said the T word. But, no, it definitely, they are awesome. They just didn't get some of the recognition that they deserved, I believe. And now with internet and YouTube, you can see so many bands out there that are freaking awesome.
Yeah.
But aren't mainstream. But of course, we all can relate to mainstream. So I was kind of putting together already a list of my favorite frontmen. And when you told me about what he mentioned, I thought, did I overlook this guy, you know, from Steelheart? Because I hadn't heard from him in a long time. And I thought, well, not from him, like we know each other, but yeah. I hadn't heard anything about him in a while. So I did some digging, and man, Paul, I stand corrected. I had to add him to the list of what he can do. I mean, guys like Mark Slaughter back in the 80s had these crazy ranges. This guy had a range that was like controlled, awesome. You got guys like from Queensryche who could sing phenomenal. They were opera trained. They had this neat sounds of stuff. But this guy, and the reason he disappeared, and I didn't even know this, and I feel bad for not knowing this, but his name is Miljenko. He's from Croatia. So they call him Milly. So we refer to him as Milly on this part here. So when I kind of did some digging about him a little bit, I thought, man, I didn't give this guy enough props. So, to me, he's like, yeah, he definitely had the staying power, because he's still doing it now.
Mm-hmm.
He took a big hiatus, a big time out from music, because I guess he had a big accident where some scaffolding fell. I think they were playing for, Slaughter, I believe so. And, Halloween night back in the '90s, it was where we were playing, and something fell, cracked him on the head, and he had some serious issues. Mm. So he kind of took some time off. But, yeah, his ballads, man, 80s, early 90s,
yeah.
Ballads.
Awesome.
Oh, ballads were the thing.
Yeah.
And it's crazy, because when I write songs and I play, I start playing with on piano. It's like, man, I sound just like the guys from Cinderella.
Yeah, but no one would know that now.
I know.
You know what I mean? The only people that would be like us. Like, yeah, are you trying to be like Cinderella?
Yeah.
You know?
And then you say Cinderella and people are like, Cinderella?
Oh, no. They're awesome.
Oh, I know. Yeah. And they're still doing their thing. And to me, that's not a failure just because they're not on the mainstream. They're still doing it. The guy that plays at the cafe, you know, with an acoustic guitar and a bucket out there with tips, he's doing it. he's made it in my eyes because he's doing what he loves. Doesn't matter how big your crowd is, it's how big your heart is to do this. And this guy's back. He's doing his thing, which is cool. But something I didn't know about him was, you remember that movie with Mark Wahlberg, Rockstar?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Love that movie. I actually own two copies of it, and I don't know why, on DVD. But I have it. Love it. Well, Miles Kennedy's in the movie. Miles Kennedy plays with Slash currently now. Miles Kennedy, the conspirators, Slash, whatnot. Miles is in this movie because Miles can belt it. He's got this crazy, cool, unique range. Well, he belts it in there. I always kind of thought, was it Mark Wahlberg belting this in there? Well, not. No, it was this guy, Millie, who was doing Mark Wahlberg's vocals in that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So this Steelheart guy is the one that's doing the... Oh, that's awesome. I didn't know that either. I've seen it too.
He's legit.
I mean, I didn't think Mark Wahlberg was singing, but I figured I didn't have any clue it was the same Steelheart. That's for sure.
I kind of was thinking maybe he did because, you know, Mark Wahlberg was into the music biz. Maybe.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch. Yeah. I still got that CD.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. And I thought, well, maybe he got some training, kind of learned to belt some screams or something. But when I found out that he did the voice for Mark Wahlberg's character in 2001, and then they reconfigured that song, We All Die Young. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, how did I catch this? I mean, I pride myself thinking I know a lot about music, mm-hmm. which you're not even scratch the surface when you hear all these old interviews of stuff. So I thought, man, this is kind of cool. So yeah, props to you, Paul. That was a good call. I was almost going to overlook that one. I was going to.
Yeah.
If you'd have told me about that. So to me, in my opinion, one of the best, and it's kind of up there in it, and some people are probably going to be like, as soon as I say this, oh, man, Joe sucks for saying that. But Axl Rose, to me, is probably the number one frontman ever.
Well, yeah, I would expect you would think that.
I mean, not only my favorite all-time band, but what he can do vocally. And I know he's lost some stuff, but guys, give him a break. The guy's older now. Mm-hmm. But in my defense to Guns N' Roses, which, man, I would love to just a chance to shake the man's hand, any of them. But this far into it, this many years into it, and they're still playing songs from the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, 90s, whatever, late 80s, early mm-hmm. 90s. They're still touring worldwide tours off of stuff they wrote decades ago.
Yeah, because there's nothing like it anymore.
Nothing close.
It's all just garbage.
Staying power, man. That's what that is. And so I had the chance to take Angela to a Guns N' Roses concert, and we went. And I had seen them in Lubbock when they were the new Guns N' Roses, mm-hmm. and it was not that great. But I did get there like 8 hours early and sat there on front waiting because I was in the area there at the front, and I did get within like feet of him and of Axl, and I did point at him and I did tell him I loved him.
And you also recorded him throwing the microphone over your head your phone.
Yep, when I like an idiot stuck my hand up and caught it, and it's a red mic.
Yeah,
like
he was throwing it to you.
Oh, don't say that.
Yeah, he was. With you showing up that early and everything, I bet you he was like, okay, this guy, he deserves it. And you're like, da, da, ba, ba, ba.
Yeah, hey guys, at the end of this encore, see that chubby Mexican over there? He's getting a mic tonight. And I'm left my phone going, So saw him there. And then Bill took me to see them for my birthday. That was the original Guns N' Roses. And then I got to take Angela. And that was cool because, I mean, Bill's seen tons of concerts in his lifetime, but she had been to certain types of concerts, never a rock concert. So she got to see that. And it was really cool because it was, Mammoth, the son of Eddie Van Halen's, their band that was opening.
Oh, okay.
And it was so quiet. You and I could carry a conversation like this and we could hear each other. It was just real. It wasn't nothing powerful like Van Halen happening. It was okay. But I said, wait till the man comes out and you're going to see. This older gentleman is going to do multiple hours nonstop, and he did not disappoint. I cried, I sang, I danced, I was all emotional.
Tore your shirt.
Oh, I wish. But I was an emotional wreck just to get to see that. Now, and that's the last time I'll probably try to see them because I don't want the next one to be a disappointment. Yeah. So
was the audience all of the age that, or was there a lot of young people?
A lot of different ages.
Yeah.
There was guys like my age who were just like into the thing. And then it was cool because it was a younger generation there too, absorbing it. Mm. Like, whoa, this is cool.
Yeah.
You know, this is cool. And he's changed a lot. You know, back in the day, Axel would throw fits, walk off, leave, cause problems. And their Jumbotron thing, some young girl tried to flash her business and they caught her on the Jumbotron. And he pointed at her and he goes, stop that. Like during the show, just no. And I was like, aw, he's aged. Like
he's like a dad.
Yeah, man. Stop that mess. Yeah. You know, it was cool. So what he can do, phenomenal. I mean, a lot of people think, oh, they hate Axel because the way he sounds, whatnot. But the guy's got an amazing range, ability to lead. I mean, he's led not just Guns N' Roses, but he's filled in for AC/DC. He can do so much.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Do so much with his voice. I did watch back in the day, you know, some of his stuff when he was younger, what he could do, and like your hymnal style stuff was pretty cool. Remember the show Ricky Rackman was on, Headbangers Ball?
Mm-hmm.
He was not supposed to be the host, and Axel told MTV, if he's not the host of the show, we won't be on Headbangers Ball, because that's his friend. That's how Ricky Rackman got the gig.
Oh, cool.
So he was just like not a VJ at the
point. Yeah.
You know, he was just a nobody, and Axel gave him his big break. And he's mentored so many people. So that was my guy. Second close into them is Chris Cornell. Soundgarden. Did a lot of collaborations, did his own stuff. Phenomenal range. I mean, the guy was not a showman, like he'd get up there and jump around, dance or whatever. But how he sang and carried his notes, he'd end certain songs and certain syllables that gives him that ability to just kind of ease into the next one, and very, very melodic and very cool. Still, man, tragic loss to have lost him without getting more music from him. Just couldn't shake the demons, mm-hmm. You know, and lost that fight. But definitely goes down in history as a legend. To get his vocal range where he got it, he would scream a note to where he'd lose it, and pop, he'd lose his voice. When his voice would heal, day or two, he could sing the note.
Weird.
Very unique method, because you chance the
losing it, right?
Breaking and ripping your vocal cords. And so, I mean, I'm no singer. I can yell in the background or backup vocals here and there, but that's about it. I'm not that quality. But as a musician, I feed off of the front off a lot, and I'll try to, you know, make them sound better, do this or do mm-hmm. that. But I pay attention to front people a lot. So he's probably my second one there. But Chris Cornell, 2017, we lost him. Freddie Mercury.
Oh, yeah.
Are you a fan of Queen?
Mm-hmm.
Now Queen's back doing their thing with Adam Lambert. When I first heard that, I thought, why would you do that?
He's pretty good.
Till I saw it.
Yeah.
And the guy is amazing. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I got to go see this.
Yeah.
You know, I think everybody's back except the bass player. The guitar player and drummer back, and then Adam's doing this thing with him. But Freddie Mercury, I think, would have been like proud of the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, cool. Very unique sound. I mean, you know, he's known for his big teeth and whatnot.
Yeah.
But, you know, what is it, Wembley Stadium, where he leads everybody into the whole echoing?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people try that and fail miserably.
He did that. That was right before he died, too, huh?
A little bit.
Not that far off.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't too far long after that he passed. But a lot of people try to duplicate that whole thing, and it's like,
it's kind of like Dumb and Dumber. Mockingbird.
Yeah.
In comparison.
Exactly, man. And this guy could just have the ability to just write and just create the neatest sounds, but take a chance. He wasn't scared to take a shot. And that's why, to me, these guys have staying power. They're not afraid to fail.
And what they sound like live.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Most of the stuff you hear on the radio, if you were to hear them live, it's nothing like it. It's nothing like they sound on the radio. They get a lot of help from.
Oh, auto-tune
and all that crap. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
When we were watching Guns N' Roses, Axel's talking. He's talking about something else and just speak. And then he just breaks into song right there with it. And my God, his tone just carries, and it's just, it's cool. He didn't dance around as much anymore or whatever, but it was still cool like that. Freddie Mercury was flamboyant, mm-hmm. you know, and loud with his costumes, but, you know, had the pipes to back it up, which I always thought was like really cool. Another one on my list is Steven Victor Tallarico, which we know him as Steven Tyler.
Oh, okay. I was like, what the heck?
Yeah, who's that? Nobody's even heard of that guy. One of his nicknames was the Demon of Screaming.
Mm, that's cool.
Yeah, and unfortunately, we were going to catch one of their last tour that they just kicked up with Aerosmith. I was a fan of Aerosmith, but I'm more a fan of Steven Tyler. Mm-hmm. And then when he did his side projects, I would love to have seen that. But then he had his voice issues, and they stopped the tour and everything else. But the guy, to me, is probably one of the coolest guys, I think, ever. I love watching. And he's doing collaborations right now. He played with Slash, Brian Johnson. They did a song, a blues song, they just released here a few weeks ago. And he's playing harmonica in it.
Oh, that's cool.
And he's on video playing the harmonica. So the video breaks off, and then he's playing the harmonica, but then he starts screaming, yeah, into the harmonica mic, which has a weird sound, which to me...
But he made it. It's not manipulated it's electronics. Yeah, it's him yelling into the microphone and the harmonica at the same time, and he created a sound.
Yes, yeah. And it's cool because the harmonica mic has an effect on it for the harmonica, of course, but he's yelling into it, and they left it in there. And to me, that tells me I have hope that his voice will heal, and he'll be able to sing again. So that's how I looked at it. I was like, hey... That was voice coming out of his mouth.
Yeah.
It wasn't just him blowing in the harmonica. So I thought that was super cool. Then too, I love his videos. I love the fact that if he's walking down the street and he sees street performers singing his song, he'll jump up there and sing with them. And people start dumping money and whatnot, and he gives it all to that guy. You know, he's just so cool like that. One of the neatest things I saw a video, and I could not stop bawling on this one. He was invited to a birthday party for a special needs child, and he went. He went, and it's like this like Chuck E. Cheese place.
Yeah, they're like, he's not coming, but we'll invite him. Yeah.
And he gets there with his presents, whatnot, and everybody is out playing. Well, the child can't do any of that because he's in a wheelchair, and he's just not able to. So Steven sits with him and just hand feeds him. Oh, my gosh.
But this kid loves Steven Tyler's.
The whole family just loved him. And mom and dad over there bawling. I mean, I'd be bawling. I was bawling. I'm just watching on YouTube. You know, that was a beautiful moment. So guys like that, you know, he can pull a lot of you in the crowd. And he has a tendency for dropping the F-bomb a lot on the crowd, you know, and then and just live stuff.
He says forget about it a lot.
A lot. Yeah. So, you know, and he's so cool with it. And it's funny because then you hear interviews about him with his daughters. They don't see him that way. They're just like, he was absent. He wasn't this.
Yeah.
Just kind of like, dang, that's kind of a bummer, you know. But still,
I did get to see Aerosmith in Virginia when I was going to when I was going to college in Liberty.
How was that?
Yeah, it was good. It was an outdoor theater, super awesome, packed. It was when the album with the cow udder, you know,
was
the most recent one. Yeah, so it was that album. Or it was around that time, but it was super good.
Oh man, how lucky you were to see that.
Yeah.
That's so cool. How close were you?
Oh, our seats were like at the very top of the thing, but it's an outdoor theater. So you're looking down, you know, the seats went down like a old Coliseum theater type thing. So any seat was good. It wasn't like 50,000 seat thing,
right.
You know, something, a local, small local, Coliseum for that area. I was that was cool. Really cool. Well, what about the darkness? Do you like,
cause
since you mentioned, like, I didn't know some of these people had, a background in the opera.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, that's exactly what he sounds like. Like, that's why I like that guy. He's really good.
He is,
I mean, his cool voice is crazy.
Yeah. It is. It's got this crazy range. I'm a big fan of The Darkness.
And then my last one, and I'll let you go, is what about Kid Rock?
I like Kid Rock.
Oh, yeah. He's so good.
I like Kid Rock because the dude's not afraid to take a chance.
Well, I think he sounds good.
He can sing it. He can rap it. Mm-hmm. He can play country. He can tell you off. Uh-huh. And then it's still in melody. And it's cool.
That's good.
I could hang out with Kid Rock.
Mm-hmm.
He'd probably tell me off and I'd be grinning going, okay.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah.
You know, so that's definitely, good ones. Those are good calls out there.
Yeah, those two I really like.
Let's see. What about Led Zeppelin?
Mm-hmm.
Were you a fan of Led Zeppelin?
Growing up, no. There's a lot of stuff I wasn't a fan of. But then so later I had friends that would listen to them. And then like Cinderella, my brother was like, yeah, listen to this. And I'm like, what the heck is Cinderella? That's gay. You know, that's how you talk back then. And then you put it in and listen to it and you're like, oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, so there was a lot of like rock music that my brother introduced to me. And then Led Zeppelin and some of the older stuff like Styx and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I had a friend he listened to a lot of that stuff. And then I, you know, started to acquire a taste for it. Then my other friend was all rap. Dr. Dre, Snoop.
You had it all. You were well-rounded. Yeah.
And then I brought in, now let's listen to Kylie Minogue and Debbie Gibson, guys. Come on.
I thought you were going to say something like Sandy Patty.
No, it might as well have been that bad.
I've got Amy Grant's greatest hits.
Oh, I had that.
That's great. I love it.
Okay, well, if you guys have any music that you want us to, or have Joe, actually, if you have any music requests that you want Joe to get on, just podcast13@gmail.com and we'll continue to go through those. Like, subscribe, and share. Until next time.